Republican Isaac Miller was appointed to the District 4 seat after multiple caucus ballots last December. He replaced Brad Polk, who was chosen in caucus to become Delaware County Treasurer. Miller says he isn't leaving Muncie, but a new job requires him to leave the council.
In the last month, I actually received a job offer from the United States Election Assistance Commission based in Washington, D.C. While I get the privilege of working from home and I'm still planning on calling Muncie home because it is, this position is a federal government position, making me subject to the Federal Hatch Act, meaning that my resignation must happen this evening.
According to the U.S. government, the Hatch Act limits certain political activities of federal employees. That includes being allowed to hold partisan political office. When Miller was appointed to city council, he intended to run for the seat in this year's election. But the county election board voted to remove him from the May primary ballot because of paperwork issues.
This year has not looked how I thought it would.
A GOP caucus will be called to replace Miller on the city council. With Miller's appointment to replace Polk last December, Muncie City Council became a majority-appointed board. 5 of 9 elected officials left in 3 years for new jobs or retirement. All county council seats are up for election in November. In Muncie, Stephanie Weekman, IPR News.